The Federal Reserve meets 8 times a year to decide whether to raise, lower, or hold interest rates. Each meeting lasts 2 days. The first day involves broader discussions by the Fed committee, and on the second day, around 11 a.m. PTCNU, the decision is announced. The 2024 meeting dates are January 30th through 31st, March 19th through 20th, April, May 30th through 1st, June 11th through 12th, July 30th through 31st, September 17th through 18th through, November 6th through 7th, and December 17th through 18th through. On January 31st, the Fed left rates unchanged. As the U.S. Central Bank, the Fed guides the economy through monetary policy by influencing short-term interest rates, which affect borrowing costs. It sets target rates and uses tools like bond purchases/sales to control money supply and steer long-term rates, aiming for stable inflation and full employment. Two charts stand out when reviewing market history, 1980-1982 and 2021-2023. 1982 bear market chart. In the early 80s, inflation surged. Then Fed Chair Paul Volcker aggressively raised rates to curb it. As a result, the market declined for roughly 18 months, followed by a recovery over the next 2 years. Mortgage rates soared into double digits, and Treasury bonds yielded nearly 14%. S&P 500 2021 to 2023 chart. This recent chart mirrors the earlier pattern. Fed Chair Jerome Powell raised rates rapidly to fight post-COVID inflation, following a period of near-zero rates. The market dipped for about 18 months, then rebounded close to break-even at the 2-year mark. We've been highlighting these patterns in recent meetings. While no cycle repeats perfectly, they often rhyme. This was a strong period to buy quality stocks and higher-yield bonds. Having a plan for both bull and bear markets can support a more stable and satisfying retirement. Now that December inflation data is in, the outlook has improved. The Fed closely tracks the Core Personal Consumption Expenditures, PCE, index, which reflects real household spending. By that measure, inflation is at 2.9%. For comparison, the more widely known Consumer Price Index, CPI, showed a 3.4% inflation rate for 2023. Interest rate benchmarks provide helpful context. Since 1971, the 30-year mortgage rate has averaged 7.73%, hitting a high of 18.63% in October 1981 and a low of 2.65% in January 2021. Today, rates are around 7%. Savings accounts are earning again, and the 10-year Treasury is yielding 4.3%, close to historical norms, which peaked at 13.92% in 1981 and hit a low.